We are in Simin Shin Yud Tes. We're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing Yud and Yud Aleph. Sif Yud. Yayin o mayim shem tzlulim. Water or wine that are fairly clean. That means they are pure. They don't have little fibers in them. Mutar l'sanan on the mishmer is to get out the little splinters. That means they're not full of psoles, but they do have little things here and there, and you like to make them better. So you're allowed to use a mishmeres to this filter to filter them. Says the Rama, "Hagav afal pi sheyesh bo kismim dakin," even though they have these little pieces. Hol v'ruin lishtos b'lav hachi, since they're royal lishtia without this. This is the rule. Anything that is part of the actual wine, that means it's one substance or part of the water. You see it all as one together. If you would drink it without filtering it, then there's no isra filtering it on Shabbos. The bir halacha is mistapek what the din is if somebody is an istinus. He brings a prima godim like that. If someone would never drink it that way, and the poskim are choshish for this, what they say is if you're someone lamashal, filtered water, and I'm not talking about issues of bugs in water, we're talking about regular water in a place where you would never drink water that is unfiltered. So you're considered an istinus, and for you that would be considered soulless, and there's a problem. But for anybody else, people that are not makbid to drink filtered water only, it just, they like it better, but they won't be makbid. The halacha is that they are allowed to filter it on Shabbos. There's no isser in filtering out something that you would have anyway. Avobasudr mayim asur mishum libun. But if you're using a handkerchief, so there it would be asur with water because of libun, because you're actually washing the cloth. The yainu shar mashkin mutter, whereas wine and other things would be mutter because you don't wash the cloth with it. The imei machurim, what happens if they're actually they have a whole mist of psolis inside them? Bein mayim, bein yayin, also l'sananam, because then a person would not drink it without filtering it, so it's aser. Ola Rambam, b'mishmeres aser, v'afilu b'mayim v'yayin slulim, v'afilu b'sudarim lo v'tiril b'tslulim, avolo ba'achurim. According to the Rambam, a mashmeres itself is chomer, and therefore it is usur all the time. The yayin migito, fresh wine that has just been squeezed, just been pressed, kolz manshu tosis, pirish shenira karoteach, when it's fresh, it looks like it's boiling. Torev chavis bishmoreha, venos leto, v'nos netoch ha-suder. There you're allowed to pour over the whole barrel into the suder. What's the reason? Because fresh wine, the minig was that people weren't makbid. This is yayin migito. B'shaz ha-gitos, over there people were not makbid, and they would drink the fresh wine even if there was citric acid there. Even if there are shmarim inside it, or all sorts of particles that are there. Now, with regard to this inyan of using a cloth and whether or not we say there's kibbutz. So the truth is that we hold that when it comes to cloth, shri also zoe kibbutz, so it just getting it wet is considered kibbutz. But there are some who hold that that's only if it's filthy, not if it's clean. Here we're talking about one that's clean, but it's a machlokus. But derech klal, the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if you'd want to be makel, he brings the graw, that it's still going to be usur because you're going to come to squeeze it out. Whereas, what if it's something that you always use as a filter and you never squeeze it out? There, according to him, it's going to be mutter. Sif Yud Aleph. K'shemesanen hayayim besuder. When you do filter the water with a handkerchief. Tzarech lizor shlo yase gumo. L'kabel hayayin. Mishum shinui. You have to make sure that you don't make this little indentation of it because of uvda dechol. Now, what we're talking about is wine that needs filtering. Wine that doesn't need filtering, this halacha would not be so.